I heard this statement, where there is ambiguity, we try to make sense of what we don't understand by projecting. He could easily say, you're choosing ministry over me when I'm not, right? And so he has to be honest with himself and saying, is that actually reality? Or is this my fear, my anxiety, and my pain projecting onto my wife what doesn't make sense to me?
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Ann Wilson.
And I'm Dave Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today. All right, so we've got a good day today.
Yeah, we do.
We've got somebody in the studio we've never had together.
Yes.
Who do we have?
We have the Perrys with
the Perrys.
Preston and Jackie Perry.
I mean, that's the name of their podcast. And I know a lot of people listening go, yeah, we listen to With the Perrys. Well, we're with the Perrys today. So this is authentic Perry podcast, right?
That's awesome.
Then we got Preston and Jackie Hill. We've had Jackie with us before, but never together, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know what we're going to talk about.
No.
Not really.
Let me ask you, you just finished a tour around the United States.
Yeah, we do tours all the time. You know, big time. We've never done a tour.
But with that, did you dive into marriage at all?
Somewhat, because we had a live Q&A with the crowd where they could pick the topic of their choice.
Yeah.
And the topic was always emotional idolatry. So we engaged kind of the emotions that can come out of certain relationships and how to work through it. And so our marriage is obviously a main component by which we've discovered how to work through our feelings.
For sure. For sure. And it's a lot of married couples who come to the tour.
Yeah.
And so they always want to have, you know, questions about marriage and life and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I think one of my favorite things about you guys is your authenticity. Mm. You'll go there and you'll go deep. And I think we all appreciate that, that you're honest.
So talk about authenticity. And, you know, you got four kids at home. We just watched you dealing with stuff in the home front. On a scale of 1 to 10, how's your marriage?
I'll let you do that, high priest.
Hilarious. I think our marriage is healthy. I'm grateful I can honestly say that. But like every other marriage, it takes a lot of work. I think God is very sovereign in putting two people who are so different alike. And I think to sanctify us, and I think sometimes those sanctification seasons look different, you know, and stretching us, using one another to stretch us. Mm-hmm. But I'm grateful to say that me and Jackie do ministry together. And anytime that we're doing ministry together, it's a sign that we have a healthy marriage, because we're not the type of people that would just force ministry together if we're not good, you know, if not in a good place. And so I'm grateful I can say that. But yeah, we have our problems just like every other marriage. And she get mad at me and...
Why do you get mad at him? What's your thing that makes you the most frustrated?
I leave my drawers in the bathroom.
Maybe mindfulness.
What's that mean?
And consistency. Leaving underwear on the floor is a lack of mindfulness to me. It's just like, but I realize, you know, we're year 10. He just doesn't see it. Like, he really does. He's not purposely trying to irk me.
Yeah.
He just didn't see it. And so that's given me a little. So I realized, like, I just have to communicate. Can you pick that up? Can you put the cat back on the milk? Can you close the refrigerator door? Can you put the toilet seat down? Can you, like, wipe toothpaste off the sink? I have to just ask the question instead of assuming that he'll do it himself.
Dave's not like that, but we have a son. One of our kids was like that.
Yeah.
Every door.
In the cupboard. You
walk in the kitchen, all the cabinet doors are. I'm like, he doesn't see it.
Because Preston was just raised around a lot of boys. And so that's really the energy, is just you were just raised 15. Around a bunch of boys where y'all was just out here living life like it's a dorm. Like life is a dorm room. You know what I'm saying?
How many brothers?
I only have one brother, but I grew up with 15 cousins who every summer we stayed with one another in my grandmother's house. And we all the same, around the same age.
15?
Yeah, 15 boy cousins. It's 28 of us all together. But just, me, so 17 boys. My brother and we have 15. And we're all around the same age. And so they just let us stay in the basement with one another. The boys is just, the basement was ours.
I know that thing.
Every year.
Like something.
And we were just some rough kids. We was just, you know, just I lived on the south side of Chicago. We was just, you know. And so, but God has sanctified me.
You're a God man.
I'm so different than how I used to be.
I will take the raggedy toothpaste over, like, your integrity is fantastic. So if that's like the cost, that's fine. That's minor.
See, that's a good way to say
it. Yeah, that's minor.
See it? But I like how they're saying God's sanctifying us. That's what we, you need to start using that word when God is just shaping us. We're in a valley. We're in the sanctification process.
Here we are. It really is marriage, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a quote. I think it was Piper or Paul Washer about how God puts people together for that purpose.
Yeah. I think Paul Washer, and I think I read this a year before I got married. And God gave us a spouse that met out every condition. We would never learn how to love unconditionally. Hmm. I took that into my marriage. Hmm. And I've always lived by that. That if God gave me a spouse that met my every need, I would never learn how to love like he wants me to love. And so just all the things in which irk us about each other, you know what I'm saying? One, I think it exposes things about your own heart. You know, my lack of love probably exposes her lack of impatience and vice versa. And so instead of like looking at your spouse and trying to figure out, you know, what are they doing and what are they not doing? It's like, no, what is God trying to reveal in your own heart?
Yes.
And how can you become better, right? Because, you know, if marriage is a picture of the gospel, God is going to use marriage to help sanctify us better than any relationship, you know, on this earth. And so,
believe it or not, that's not even what we want to talk about today.
What are we talking about?
Here's how we thought. You know, Maria's sitting in there, and her husband, Bruce, is our audio engineer, and Maria listens to With the Perrys, and she says you guys talk about this topic a lot. So we thought, let's talk about this.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's how I'll set it up. When I was pastoring for 30 years, I was the kind of sermon guy that was always thinking creative. How can I say something in a creative way? And not be cute, but sometimes I grab my guitar.
But a visual, too,
but
sometimes.
A visual or something. And so one time I was talking about marriage, and I said, we got to do this. So we had a groom and a bride walk down the aisle like it was their wedding day.
It was the bride that walked down to meet the groom.
Yeah. So just he's like up there wedding. And I'm standing there like I'm officiating their wedding. I'm just trying to make this illustration. As soon as they got to the front, these attendants rushed up. And I don't know if you noticed the luggage over here, but they put luggage all around the guy.
Okay.
And like one little bag around the bride. And so everybody in the church is like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And so the whole, you know, idea was this is what we bring into marriage. We come in with bags, luggage. And so the fun thing was the, you know, we sort of had it scripted. The bride looked at her husband or, you know, her groom that day and was like, what's all that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want this coming to my, and he looks at her and goes, you don't have any bags? And then her mom runs up and goes, oh yeah, and throws like four big bags. You know, I've been dealing with this for years. Now they're all yours.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Wow.
So anyway, it was just a visual to say
that's
we
a great
all
visual.
Bring bags, yeah. Everybody.
And it's normal, but we don't necessarily see it before you get married. Even if you say, this is the baggage I'm bringing in, you don't feel it until you've experienced it and lived with that person.
For sure. Yeah.
So I guess the question is, what pieces of luggage did you bring in? No. And I've actually put ours in there. There's a word in each bag over here.
Okay. Oh, wow.
For us. But when you think about what you brought in, maybe you didn't know it, maybe you did know it, but you've had to deal with, what are some of the biggest ones that came out?
In a positive sense, I think I've brought some good bags, you know?
That's good. A good thing to start with some positive.
Because gifts come in bags, too. And so I think I've brought my administrative, creative, entrepreneurial, wise, intellectual, rational mind. I think on the other side, though, I brought a lot of fear, a lot of shame, which I think are products of trauma, you know, abandonment, rejection, abuse, being an only child on top of being guarded. It's made me a person who is satisfied with doing stuff by myself. Being with Preston is always pushing against my commitment to being an individual. And so those are some of the bags.
I think for me, because I grew up the opposite, where I had to share my life with so many people, you know, I just learned what selflessness looks like. And so for me...
So you're calling me selfish?
No, I mean...
Yeah.
No, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that the Lord challenged me as a leader of my home early on, that he wants me to model what I want to see displayed, that I just can't point out what she don't do. I have to model what I want to see. Mm. I know that God in His sovereignty put us together for that purpose. So just modeling the things that she didn't, you know, experience growing up. I think baggage. I mean, man, you know, I grew up in a very poverty-stricken community on the south side of Chicago. I saw a lot of hard things growing up. You know, I saw my first murder when I was six. I was in sixth grade. The man who raised me, my uncle, was killed, shot and killed. One of my closest best friend was shot and killed. And so I just experienced a lot of loss. And so for me, I came into marriage with the fear of losing. And so I think for me, I've caused stress in my marriage, you know, brought that baggage because everything would happen. I would just get so freaked out because I think I would lose my family, you know.
What's that look like when you get freaked out?
I think just worry and coming to Jackie about
accusations.
I dealt with that early on. I also dealt with like the fear of abandonment too, because when you have a lot of loss in your life, you fear people leaving you.
You start protecting your heart too to not experience it.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, even in becoming a father, I had to honestly ask the Lord, like, man, do you really want me to have kids? Because, you know, not growing up with your dad in your home, you start to ask yourself, man, can I be the father that I didn't really have, you know? So you coming in with that type of baggage and just, you know, a lot of anger that came from my neighborhood and the way I grew up. And so that dealing, like having to submit to the Lord and give my anger to Him. And so it's a lot of things, you know? And then I don't know how to like clean up by myself all the time. So.
And I think there's what we're discovering is that you start gathering new bags.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
So we got married when I was 24. I'm 35. He was 27. He just turned 38. Like who I am, who he is, our lives are different. Our friendships are different. Our circumstances are different. And so I have new traumas. Mm. Like I have new betrayals. I have new sources of abandonment and rejection that I'm now trying to navigate while being married with four kids, with a ministry, with a business, with all the with leadership responsibilities. I think in our marriage now, it's like, okay, how do we work through the new stuff?
Yeah.
And not allow the new stuff to affect our marriage.
Yeah.
That was something I didn't anticipate.
And also too, just remembering that we have a real enemy. And the devil, because it's one thing to be married, right? The enemy hates the union of marriage because it's a picture of the gospel. Mm. But it's another thing to be married and to do ministry with one another.
Mm. Amen.
It's like, and so how, like the enemy is just really good at, you know, using like old traumas to affect you now. So it's like, he's always trying to re-trigger old trauma and old pain to affect what you're doing for the gospel and your home, you know? And so like, how can we, as we grow and as we, you know, mature, how can we navigate through the new schemes of the enemy, you know what I mean? And him not trying to consistently use our past baggage to affect us now, but submitted to the Lord. I think that's the biggest issue. Mm.
Dave's going to pull out. Yeah, he's pulling out our bags now.
Well, I mean, I don't know what I put in each one.
I got a toiletry bag. Okay, that's a little baggage.
This is a little one. I thought,
that's like,
oh,
somebody
this one
stole my bike when I was eight. You know.
I think this is the one you were talking about.
Why is this in the little bag?
Because I think
anger.
That's
wow.
A big bag.
I think you think it's little. That's what I thought. That's why I put it in the little bag. It's like, ah, it's not a big deal. I didn't have a dad. Two alcoholic parents. My dad left when I was seven. My brother died when we moved to be with my grandmother. So I brought family issues, and I have some bitterness toward my dad. I probably need to forgive him, but it's not a big deal. Mm. And then we get married, and it becomes huge when Ann says to me, you know, you're really angry a lot. I'm like, no, I'm not angry. I mean,
I remember saying to him, like, I can't talk to you about anything. Just because, like,
I blow up. I just blow
instantly,
up.
Instantly, he erupts.
Oh,
and
man.
So I'm like, I don't even know how to approach you when you're like that. How do I even have a conversation? And then I would say, and then I'd add on to this bomb. And how are our kids that approach you?
Wow.
I'm not always very good with my words, especially when we were first married.
I'm out in the garage.
I use my words as weapons. Mm-hmm. But also
the lawnmower won't start, and she walks out, and I literally have a crowbar and I'm hitting it as hard as I can.
Wow.
And she's like, okay, that's a little out of control.
He's hitting it with the crowbar and then he's kicking it across the garage. And we've got a
I feel seen.
You don't do that.
I mean, don't do that, but I have
it's in
anger.
You?
He has suppressed rage.
Yeah, that's what I had.
What do you? But it comes
but
out
I didn't
somewhere.
Know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we bring that bag in. I'm not saying everybody does, but I
got,
did.
Wait. But yeah. We've got a 2-year-old uh-huh. in the garage watching his dad.
Oh, I'm like, I know the baby was there.
You know that baby. His name was Austin.
No, it was CJ on that one. I'm like, wait, what is happening? I had no idea because he's happy. Mm. He's funny. Mm. He is like the party guy and he's up all the time. And so when this guy comes out, I'm like, who is that guy?
And I had never at that time even heard the term family of origin issues or brokenness. Yeah. I had it. I mean, duh. All you do is have a drone look down at our lives and go, okay, this couple, sexual abuse in her past, my past, you heard, they're going to have issues. We literally thought, because of Christ, it's all in the past.
Oh. Yeah.
That's all done. And then we realize it is done. God has, but you've got stuff you got to work through.
Well, wait, let's go back to you, Preston. So all that was in there. And Jackie, you didn't know that?
Well, we were friends. So I saw his expressions of anger. So it wasn't a surprise to me.
Yeah.
If anything, it was, okay, how can I help you work through that?
Yeah.
Like, what is it that you need to, you know? So I think in our marriage, it's been, Preston will have feelings about things and emotions about things that he doesn't have language for yet. Mm-hmm. And so if anything, it might create an anxiety where I'm just waiting for when it will come up.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know it's there, but I know something is
there. But you're seeing it. Feeling it.
I feel it before I see it.
And I had to really work through, you know, identifying it, even going through therapy. You know, my therapist let me know, like, there's a lot of unhealed pain in you. The things that you saw because of the fall of man, like, we wasn't supposed to see things like that, right? But because of sin, you know, as a human being, like, that was the first time I realized, oh, I wasn't supposed to see somebody killed.
Mm. Yeah, like, he saw a man kill his wife and then kill himself when he was 8.
Yeah, and so, like, just coming into marriage with trauma like that, and even abandonment issues when it came to my father or, you know, my mom. She was a great mom, but she had to work 3 jobs to take care of us, right? Mm. It was days I didn't see my mom. Right. And so, like, I realized I was putting too much on my wife, especially early on in my marriage. And
what did that look like?
Just, you know, when she would leave for certain periods of time and I would have to be with the kids, I would feel like she's like abandoning me.
Because you got to think about the irony of our marriage, right? So he has abandonment issues, and yet you have a wife who is ambitious. And so who is traveling and teaching and writing? And it can seem as if these things have the potential to cause her to leave me, you know? So having to work through, no, I on my end had to be very particular with my calendar.
Yeah,
I can't just be saying yes to everything just because, like, oh no, God has called me to this. He's called me to him.
And I'm also,
right? And so I think that's helped him have security, is that he's seen me choose him over even a more successful ministry.
That's
group.
Why I tell people all the time, that's the reason why I love her and respect her so much. Mm. Because with all the Lord has given her, she's always chose her family first.
Way to go.
But early on, like, it was just a deep fear, you know? And even, I have a ministry too, and I have these busy seasons, and she never puts that type of restrictions on me. She'd be like, go ahead, bucko.
Leave.
Travel the world. You know what I'm saying? Do you.
I'm an only child. I am fine.
You know?
but
with me, you know, when she would leave, it was like I had this abandonment issue. The Lord had to show me, like, it's a difference between your spouse wounding you and triggering old wounds in you never dealt with.
Mm.
It's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the Lord was showing me is, like, I'm using your wife to reveal deep, deep wounds in you that you need to come to me with. Mm. Not come to her and stress her out.
Yeah.
I'm using her to trigger things in you that you haven't healed from yet. And so when I started to do that, I feel like I started to get better in therapy. Because she started going therapy first, and she was like, you need therapy too. And I was like, I don't need therapy.
Because I think baggage, I heard this statement where it says, where there is ambiguity, we try to make sense of what we don't understand by projecting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he could easily say, you're choosing ministry over me when I'm not. That's your fear talking, right? And so he has to be honest with himself and saying, is that actually reality? Or is this my fear, my anxiety, and my pain projecting onto my wife what doesn't make sense to me?
Yeah.
And so I think having these conversations has helped us to just relax.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people in marriage just got to relax half the time.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what I did to Dave. He would go out, do stuff. He's traveling, he's gone, and I have these abandonment issues. I was always alone, and nobody was ever there for me. No one ever saw me. You're going out to get all the applause of people. I'm here by myself with the kids, and you're going to leave me just like everybody else has. That same thing. But because I'm verbal and I get mad and I can get hot, I would say all of that.
Well, the bad thing is what I didn't realize, and again, this isn't about us, but I was trying to be significant out there because I felt like, hey, I go out there. They go, you're good. I come home and I go, I hear you're not good. You don't do this. You don't do that. And I'm like, okay, see you later. Back out there.
Yeah.
I mean, her book that's coming out in spring is on that. You know, how to speak life to your husband when all you want to do is yell at him. Because all she was trying to do is get my attention, and it didn't work until she actually changed the tactic.
The truth, you guys are just more mature than us.
That's not true.
At least back then, I had no control of my mouth and my tongue.
It took years to figure out, why am I... When I sat down with a therapist, that was his first session. He said, go home and answer this question. What are you running from? And I laughed at him. Like, what do you mean I'm running? I'm not running. He goes, okay, dude. And when I came home and said, Dan, he wants me to answer the question. He goes, duh. You know, like, I didn't see. That was part of the bag I brought in is I'm not significant. My dad left. I got to prove myself. And so that's what I was doing. And I wasn't proving it at home. I was proving it out. So to hear you guys say, especially you say, Jackie saying, Preston is choosing. No, you said about Jackie. She's choosing marriage first.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of all this, you're both doing that. That is hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking there's business people listening right now. They're like, well, I'm not in ministry. Yeah. It's the same deal.
Yeah.
Are you choosing your marriage and your family before your job?
Yeah.
And not to say that your job doesn't matter. It matters, but this has got to be...
And
priority number one.
And it's hard because I think when success is an idol for you, it can be easier to choose the thing that is more natural or more easy for you to be good at.
Right.
Yes. So I told Preston the other day, I was like, I often feel like a better preacher than a mother. So
that was me.
I can lean into, let me go do the thing I'm good at because I have shame here. Right. I have disappointment here. I have here, right? Yeah. But I think we have to be honest with ourselves. Instead of going to the easy thing, go into the hard thing with Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not doing it alone. So you'll be all right.
It's good.
As a couple, I think it'd be an interesting conversation to say, is there anything, is there any baggage that we've brought in that we haven't addressed, we haven't looked at, we haven't even talked about? It's a hard and scary question. But to be careful and honest and kind as you talk about it.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, one of my other bags deals with that. Because I don't want to deal with that. And I brought that in.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're Ann and Dave Wilson, and you've been listening to Family Life Today with Preston and Jackie Hill Perry. We've been talking about baggage that we bring into marriage.
We've been unpacking bags.
Yes.
And as you heard, we're going to unpack another one tomorrow. But let me tell you something that, you know, we didn't really understand early in our marriage, as we just talked about, that we all bring luggage in. And if you don't process those, that luggage is going to tear down.
It will process you.
Yeah, exactly. And so one of the things that we do at the Family Life Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway is we help you process through that stuff.
We totally do.
It's really important. Let me tell you, you need to go. If you've never gone, or if you haven't gone in a while, come back to A Weekend to Remember and process through some stuff, because God's going to meet you there, and it's going to be a life-changing weekend for you.
And because it's half off right now, you can get 50% off your registration price now through January 20th. Who doesn't want that good deal?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother bag that we carry around. It's called finances.
And the fear of it.
So if you can get a half off deal, you take advantage of it. And I'm telling you, you need to do it right now. I know you're thinking, well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. No. Go to familylifetoday.com right now. Sign up. Maybe even surprise your spouse and get a weekend away. Pack your bags. Go to a hotel, work on your marriage. It will change not only you, it'll change your legacy. We hope to see you there.
We'll see you back next time on Family Life Today. And you're not going to want to miss, the Perrys are back with us.
Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.